Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Friday, July 29th. Just an FYI, I will be a guest of Tyne Morgan over the weekend on U.S. Farm Report, if you guys want to tune in and watch. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny, November beans down 3 cents, December wheat down 2 cents. Beans had a fairly active night. We got up to 84.5, down to 68.75, and then back up to 976 in the last few minutes. We did sell another 129,000 metric tons of beans to China, half old crop, half new crop. Weather looks, you know, in my opinion, pretty outstanding out here. We know that we're going to get a couple of hot days next week, 95 to 97 degrees in Iowa, but it looks like it's going to be preceded by rains over the weekend and then rains on Thursday. So, and then we're going back to maybe even below normal temperatures. So I don't see any real problems out here, and I think this bean crop could wind up being as big as this corn crop looks like it's going to be. Of course, that's barring any frost or something strange out here, but I think we're looking at big crops, no question about it. So we've got the funds long 115,000 contracts of beans. They're long 50,000-60,000 contracts of meal. I have no idea. I guess they're hoping for something good this August to bail them out of this mess. But if we close under 950, I can't imagine any justification for staying long these beans. So we'll see where we go here today. But, you know, I still think there's more risk out here in the corn, more risk in the beans. In the corn, you know, we've got the fund short probably 40,000-50,000 contracts of corn. We expect to make the lows first Monday of the month. So I think this coming Monday, we could see some lows, and with the funds already short, I'm hopeful that we'll hold, you know, somewhere between 330 and 325, and then maybe see some kind of a rally out here. Again, with the wheat, we're virtually getting pretty close to being done with the harvest. We should see the harvest pressure backing off out here. Funds are heavily, heavily short wheat, and I think in the long run, we're going to see a fairly decent wheat rally out here. But the beans are the ones that probably concern me the most, followed by the corn, and the last would be the wheat. Outside markets, we've got the dollar down a full penny here today. That might help the grains. Crude oil is down 7. We went down and filled that gap that was there from April on the day charts. We should be getting into some support areas, another buck lower out here. We'll see. Gold and silver are higher. But today it's going to be about, you know, what the funds want to do before the weekend. Do they want to lighten up, or do they want to try to defend these soybean positions? We'll see. Have a good weekend. Somebody will be doing the closing comments for me. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.